Okay, you might not remember exactly what you were doing on, say, a Friday in April at 7:15 p.m. this past year. Well, the photographers at sametime715.com do remember, because they've been documenting each day with photos at 7:15 p.m. for the past year, day after day after day. It all started when a professor and his former student decided to work on a photography project, and this evolved into hundreds of photos coming from six different lives. NPR's Leah Scarpelli tagged along.
What if one of us photographed the front of the house and one of us photographed the back of the house?
Michael Lease is visiting friends. It's about 7:10 p.m., stir fries on the stove. Lease is mulling over what he'll photograph tonight with former student and co-founder of the project, Brad Walker.
So just, what if we photograph the two of them since we're in their house and they're making us dinner and you're holding their cat?
Over this past year, they and four other photographers have each taken a photo every day at the same time and then uploaded the images to their public website. Here's Brad Walker.
It was kind of like to have a place we could just see a ton of photos. That's what we talked about.
Scroll across the pictures and you might see bright green vegetables cooking in a pan, a pair of feet viewed from above, a game of pool or Scrabble in action. All ordinary things, maybe, but for the photographers of Same Time 715, that's the whole point. Or at least how contributor Kate McDonald describes it.
It's just some little private thing in your life, the thing that's happening inside of your little small apartment, not like on any larger scale at all.
And she says, taking a photo at 7:15 p.m. reveals a lot about who's behind the lens.
You aren't at your work. And you haven't really sunken into your nighttime activity, so it's kind of this limbo-y time, but it's your real life.
So, you take the photo. Next step, add a caption. Michael Lease.
I generally want it to always be really explicit about what I was doing at that time, because I see it very much as a diary that I'm maybe one day going to look back at and that it's going to matter.
Some photos are poignant. Others are just baffling. Some hold memories or tell stories of childhood. One shows a hand holding a bright orange, crooked carrot. When my Nana was alive, the caption reads, we slice the carrots we put in salads. We peel them now. Song Wiser, another collaborator, believes the project is different from, say, Facebook or even an ordinary photo album.
The larger memories over your past year will tend to stand out, but then the smaller ones definitely fall through the cracks, and Same Time does a lot to just remind you of those little pleasures, too.
The website could also resonate with people outside the group, says Michael Lease.
What I hope happens if you stumble upon it is kind of grandiose, but in a way, I hope that it's sort of an act of humility to take the time to look and to read, and that you are allowing six other people's lives into your own life. By my time, it's 7:13.
So far, there's no image for tonight. We're back in the kitchen, and Michael and Brad are still debating what to photograph.
Wait, maybe you should just photograph Leah standing there, and I'll photograph Adam here, and then we'll all be in the photograph.
Since I was standing there at 7:15, I ended up on the website.
We're all doing like this ridiculous amount of stuff.
One.
Leah Scarpelli, NPR News.
Okay, you can see some photos at npr.org, and the photographers of Same Time 715 take their final pictures today.